Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. This is episode 30, and I'm your host, Ryan. Today, we have a variety of topics to discuss, including updates on provincial nominee programs, changes in work permit processing, and significant trends in immigration. Let's dive right in. British Columbia invites tech workers and skilled professionals through new BCPNP draws. Starting with some provincial news, on June 18, 2024, British Columbia held new invitation draws under the British Columbia Provincial Nominee Program. These draws targeted tech workers, healthcare professionals, childcare workers, construction workers, and veterinary care professionals. In the tech draw, 35 candidates were invited, with a minimum score of 122 points. The childcare targeted draw saw 10 invitations for early childhood educators. The healthcare draw invited 14 candidates with scores of at least 102 points. The construction sector had 11 invitations, and up to 5 invitations were issued for veterinary care occupations. Overall, British Columbia issued up to 75 ITAs in this draw, contributing to the 3,456 candidates invited by the province this year. Changes to work permit processing for caregivers under the TFWP. Next, we have important news for caregivers. On June 18, 2024, the Government of Canada announced new guidelines affecting caregivers seeking work permits under the Temporary Foreign Worker Program. These revised guidelines provide clarity on who the refusal to process applies to and how to handle applications submitted before or after entry to Canada. Additionally, instructions related to determining the date of receipt for a labour market impact assessment application have been removed. The goal of these changes is to streamline the process and ensure a fair and efficient system for all applicants. Canada's future economic prosperity tied to immigration surge. Canada's recent surge in immigration is a hot topic with significant implications for the country's future economic prosperity. With about 500,000 new permanent residents admitted yearly and temporary residents reaching 2.5 million in 2023, Canada is leveraging immigration to boost its job market and address an aging workforce. BMO economists believe that high immigration will maintain employment growth and labor balance, despite the challenges it poses, such as the current housing crisis. Past trends show that while initial slowdowns occur, immigration brings long-term economic benefits. Indian immigration to Canada reaches record-breaking high. Indian immigration to Canada has reached a record-breaking high. The number of new Indian permanent residents has skyrocketed from 39,340 in 2015 to 139,785 in 2023. In just the first 4 months of 2024, 51,450 Indians have landed in Canada as new permanent residents. This surge is driven by Canada's talent-focused immigration policies, post-graduation work permits, skill-based point systems for permanent residency, and favorable educational opportunities. Canada's approach contrasts sharply with the restrictive policies of other countries, making it a top choice for Indian immigrants seeking new opportunities. IRCC held a new PNP-targeted express entry draw. On June 19, 2024, IRCC held the second express entry draw of the year targeting provincial nominee program candidates. A total of 1,499 invitations to apply were issued, with a cut-off score of 663 points. This score was 13 points lower than the previous draw for this category. The tie-breaking rule for this round was January 19, 2024. As of May 30, 2024, there were 224,940 profiles in the express entry pool, and Canada has issued 43,454 invitations through regular express entry draws this year. Ontario invited 212 French-speaking candidates through the OINP. Ontario continues to focus on Francophone immigration. On June 20, 2024, the Ontario Immigration Nominee Program held its second round of invitations for the Express Entry French-speaking skilled worker stream. In this round, 212 notifications of interest were issued to Francophone candidates with comprehensive ranking scores between 305 and 409 points. The express entry profiles of these candidates were created between June 20, 2023, and June 20, 2024. So far this year, Ontario has invited 26,609 candidates under the OINP. Canada recognizes and stands with refugees. On World Refugee Day, Canadian ministers, including Immigration Minister Mark Miller, expressed solidarity with global refugees. The refugee population has tripled over the last decade, growing by 7% in 2023 to 43.4 million. Canada reaffirms its commitment to resettlement, aiming to welcome 12,000 refugees from Africa, the Middle East, and Asia-Pacific over the next 3 years. Additionally, Canada plans to accept 27,000 privately sponsored refugees this year, underscoring its dedication to supporting at-risk populations. Liberal Party split over status of undocumented immigrants. Immigration Minister Mark Miller has revealed a division within the Liberal Party concerning the status of undocumented immigrants in Canada. Miller supports providing status to these individuals for humanitarian and economic reasons. However, a lack of consensus within the party and broader Canadian society is causing hesitation in taking action. Estimates suggest there are between 20,000 and 500,000 undocumented immigrants in Canada. Calls for creating a pathway to citizenship and regularization for these individuals are growing, particularly from workers' unions and other organizations. Canada's population exceeds 41 million within a year. Canada's population has surpassed 41 million in less than a year, largely due to immigration. Statistics Canada reports that nearly a quarter of this growth occurred in the first quarter of 2024, with over 240,000 individuals entering through permanent and temporary immigration pathways. The Maritimes, particularly Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and New Brunswick, experienced record growth due to high demand for skilled workers. The number of non-permanent residents in Canada has also reached a record high of approximately 2.8 million, although the growth in this category is slowing. That concludes episode 30 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and share our podcast with anyone interested in the latest immigration news. Until next time, I'm Ryan, signing off.